Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, buddy. It's Thursday, December 21st, 2023. Has it been?
Whoa.
Yeah. Has it been a short December for you or a long one?
Very short. It feels like it flew by. It's crazy.
I mean, we're technically only 3 weeks in. There's still like a whole nother week left, but it's still.
Yeah, but you're saying that this is the last episode of the year, right? So
yeah, we're done for.
Weird.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, when this is done, when we're done recording, I'm just gonna put my feet up on my desk and just wait until January.
Just gonna rumple still skin it. Just take a nap until
absolutely. But we'll be back.
Yeah, just made it sound like Yeah, it made it sound like the year went by fast. That's crazy. End of 2023.
No.
Wow.
No, it was a weird year for me in terms of like in any given moment, it felt like things were moving pretty slow. But at this point, it feels like it went by fast.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's really going on. But I wish it was like the wind chill factor, you know, where they can say, you know, you feel like it's 27 out, but it'll feel like with wind chill factor, it'll feel like it's 24.
Yeah.
Like what if they say, you know, like it's December 21st, but for you, it feels more like September 29th.
Yeah, that's about accurate.
our guest today, that's something we could talk about in the cold open. Is a delightful comedian who joined Doug and I on stage for Doug Loves Movies at the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, just recently. And her name is Carmen Morales.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
What was that first noise you made?
I just did a gasp, an excited gasp.
It sounded like you were like doing an imitation of like an appliance or something, like you're turning on a blender. But yeah, very excited. We had a great time with Carmen in Texas, and it'll be fun to talk to her today. So let's go to work. Hello, Carmen Morales. How are you?
I am well. An honorary Doug today. I'm honored. I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. How are you? I'm great.
I just love that you assume the mantle of honorary Doug just because you're on the show with a couple of Dougs. And I appreciate it. Most people don't get into character. Most people are very much like Carmen. We'll get into it specifically, but it's a much more exotic name than Doug. I'll give you that.
That's true.
Yeah,
just by a bit.
But the cool thing about a Doug is you could hide under Doug. It's harder to hide as a Carmen.
Right. All right. Well, we'll dig into that theory in a little bit, but first Doug is in the Santa Fe area doing a holiday relative visitation.
Aww.
Right?
Indeed. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Doug. Good morning.
Good morning. That's right.
How's that working out for you, Doug?
Well, it's kind of great. I think I'm actually super relaxed, too, because we didn't have gas for over a week in our home in Austin. There was a gas leak And so we've just been taking these shitty cold showers. And then you get out of the shitty cold shower and it's just freezing in the house. And like, yeah. we couldn't cook nothing. So like, as soon as we got here, it's like laundry time, a nice warm shower, all that stuff. And so it's like the nicest time right now. Just feeling cleaner because those showers were brisk. They were fast. So this has been nice.
So you're like, yeah. Post credits, like what's it called? It's a Wonderful Life. When everything finally works out, you're like, I can shower. Everything's great. This is the Christmas miracle I was hoping for.
Yeah, it's all I needed. It's all I wanted for Christmas.
Yeah, you really are just shower. Like moments away from the end credits. Like everything's coming together, and it's put together in a neat little package. And so, Carmen, you're in the same boat, as it were, the holiday boat, visiting family.
I am. Different ships, but definitely both named Holiday. I'm actually in Florida, a little bit different than Santa Fe, I'd say. a lot of the same kinds of folks, but different part of the country. Way more humidity, I suppose. I'm in Florida visiting my folks as well.
Which part of Florida, if you don't mind saying?
Oh, sure, Orlando. I'll be gone by the time this comes out.
Well, it comes out tonight. So start packing your bags. People are headed to Orlando.
Good luck finding me.
Confront Carmen.
I'll be disguised as a Doug. They'll never find me.
Oh, now you are an honorary Doug. It's true. So, well, okay. See, if this is already a can of worms, Orlando... it's a very exciting place to me because I'm a Disney and amusement park in general enthusiast.
Oh, and nice.
So I, of course, love Orlando. I'm going to be there in a few weeks. In fact, I'm going to be doing my other podcast, Doug Loves Movies, at the Improv in Orlando. And it's always
such a great club.
It's a great club and a great time, and it's a great club on a great street. Doug, I don't think you've ever been there.
Oh no, I've done it. It's yeah. I
you
was
have?
Staying. Yeah, I think I was staying at a resort. I think it was the same place, and there was like a Tupperware convention, and it was fascinating. I had a great time.
I know the people that buy them, but who are the people that sell them?
Oh man, they like to party in a real nerdy, fun way. It was good people watching the whole weekend. I loved it.
We stayed in a hotel in Orlando with they had a dog, some sort of dog convention going on where people brought their awesome dogs. And we stayed in a balcony room. And a couple different groups of people checked in and out over the course of the time we were there. I guess it was a long-ass convention. And but both times, the people have one or two dogs that, like, would come out on the balcony, and then as soon as they'd see us on the balcony next door and show any interest in us, these people would, you know, drag the dogs inside and then close the door and then not let the dogs out on the balcony anymore. It's like the opposite of a friend. I've seen drug dogs that are much friendlier,
so
or at least
rude.
Their owners, I should say. Yeah, it's rude.
Well, that's the thing. This is the first trip I've traveled. I got a little Maltipoo. It's the first time he's ever traveled in a plane and stuff. And it's like, I don't know what it, I just kind of assumed that everybody loved dogs except for people who were scared of them. But a Maltipoo is a tiny animal. Like, there is no threat. But I mean, I say that, but then again, I've also met a couple of nightmare chihuahuas. But so many people, it's you either get one or the other. There's really no in the middle. It's people that are like, ew, like, get it away from me. And then people that are like, oh my God, I want to touch it. Let me touch. So I'm always like, I mean, the dogs also is very much a people person. Like, if he had a choice between dogs and humans, he's going to go for where the pets are. He's not, I don't give a care. He's like, I don't care what that dog's asshole smells like. Pet me, you know, that's what I'm looking for. So especially over when everybody's traveling for holidays and stuff, I was like, oh, well now, you know, he can also make everybody else feel good, you know, but some people really don't like, I mean, some people really, I guess, just really don't like dogs. But I just also like that he brought a lot of people joy, you know? That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've seen a couple times, and it's, I have not seen it enough in my life with all my travels, but I've been to like a couple of situations where an airport will just be like, let's just have some dogs hanging out here at the airport. Mm-hmm. To so people can just de-stress, you know, before or after their flight. And I think that's the greatest idea. I think it's just dogs, like, you know, there's some situations where I don't like them, and I wish, you know, if there's one thing I could change about dogs, it'd probably be the barking. But
sure.
But in general, you know, I just think they're just perfect, perfect creatures. Like, they're just so fun and loyal and trainable and lovable. It's crazy that that everybody doesn't have too many.
Well, that's my problem is with owners like that too, where it's just like, oh, you like, you don't want to share the joy that is a dog with anyone else. Like, even you just being on another balcony, you should be able to be like, oh, puppy, cute. And then they get the accolades for it instead of like, no, nobody gets you but me. It's just kind of, I don't know. It's like, yeah. Don't make your dog as miserable as you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the like pulling away of a dog, like if it's going to maybe bite somebody. But even then, I think the way they jerk dogs away from you is like probably making the dog more aggressive than just letting the dog go and seeing what happens.
Oh yeah, totally. It's just like when they're like, oh, my dog doesn't like black people. Like, nah, it's just reacting the way you react. You sure?
My dog must have. I don't know how my dog got so racist. Must have read it in a book or something.
Those QAnon chat rooms.
Other dogs that my dog hangs out with must have been a bad influence. My dog would never. My dog would never. Okay, so we had some, the three of us, Doug and Carmen and I, we all had some LOLs in Texas, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we had a fun, we did a Doug Loves Movies taping down there, and somehow Doug Mellard walked away as champion. I can't apologize to you enough about that, Carmen.
In hindsight, I was very upset with some of the guesses that I had made, because I was like, oh, you idiot. It was obviously all a bunch of like, I should have just like, there were some things I got wrong. I think I was just overthinking it. So I'm very upset. I am very upset that Doug won as well, in hindsight.
It's always easier when you're like, if we were in the audience, it's easier to like jump to the answers. I think sometimes it's just, you're on stage. There's this weird pressure, like, gotta know this right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
So do you think, Doug, you won the other day because you, forgot where you were? And just thought you were just sitting around watching a taping of the...
You know what helped? I listened to a few, like, basically right before the show, and I think it got me in the rhythm of, you know, feeling ready to play games.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Instead of just paying going attention, in cold. Listening for clues, putting it together.
Yeah.
You're usually there for the, you know, the shrimp cocktail or whatever.
In San Antonio, that's always a good choice.
Yeah.
Oh, good old San Antonio.
Best shrimp cocktail. In all the land.
Oh my God. It's the best SASC in the world. Is the San Antonio shrimp cocktail. On Doug Loves Movies, Carmen, I said it was your first time on the show, but it was your first time doing the show with an audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
So initially, we did it early COVID. It was like early 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Right when we were, when everybody started realizing we could still communicate virtually. And we had did it like then.
I find the Zoom episodes, you know, I obviously this is one as well, but you know, I find them hard to remember because we're not, you know, there
physically
isn't
looking
venue.
At each other.
There isn't a mm-hmm. venue and an audience and, yeah, looking at each other and pre-show and post-show and, you know, all that business. So you know, I just like in my mind, you just hadn't been on yet. We were just waiting for the right time. And you were in San Antonio working with our friend Chad Daniels at the LOL Comedy Club. And one of the best comedy club names out there, because too many comedy clubs don't tell you what's expected of you as an audience member.
That's true. They leave it up to the when you arrive.
Yeah. Well, you know, like there's that one comedy club, Silence is Golden. That place mm-hmm. is so hard to get laughs.
What a ruiner. What a mood ruiner. It's a miscommunication. They're putting out the wrong message.
Yeah, they really are. So I stand corrected anyway. I like to always like to try to correct myself if I was wrong about something, even if I'm correcting myself on the wrong podcast. I don't know if people that listen to this one care about Douglas movies or vice versa, but there you have it. Do you mind, Carmen, before we talk about names on this show, but before we do that, mm-hmm. Would you mind if a few warm-up questions?
Oh, sure. I don't mind. But also, I didn't take offense to it just because I think a lot of people blocked that out as a trauma response. So I definitely don't hold it. I don't take offense to not remembering anything from that year at all.
Well, that was the funny thing is like, you know, the whole day it was kind of eating at me before we did the show, during it, and then after, like, well, wait, is this really her first time? And but the funny thing is like a professional does in those situations, I think, you just let it go when I said it because there was, you know, other things to talk about and joke around about. And, you know, it wasn't that important of a detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you weren't listening when I said it.
Oh, no, I did, because I came up to you after. I was like, I did it once before. I definitely, but it was, yeah, it didn't matter. But, I mean, you know, we've lived in Los Angeles
so long.
What
happened is you... I'm sorry but to interrupt, but you said afterwards, you said, no, I did it before. And then that's what really got me spinning. And because then I was like, couldn't picture it. You know, mm-hmm. I couldn't picture you doing it before. And so that's the answer is that you were on a. And did you the one episode via Zoom mm-hmm. and who did you go up against there? Who had the nerve to beat you on that episode?
I definitely lost on that one too. But I did do better. I will say that I did do better on that episode. You know, now I don't remember who the other guest was.
I think you did do a lot better though, because I brought when I with Chad and Doug, I really thought I might have, you know, set them up against a ringer. You know, going into it, I knew that Chad and Doug are both very they know what they know. You know,
yes.
And that's that's very unhelpful a lot of the time.
We also made a rookie mistake because I didn't realize it, but I guess somebody has like a sub game where they like count how many movies are mentioned in the episode, and I didn't realize that when I did it. So I was like spouting off. I think it was because I felt really insecure about not knowing or not doing well at a particular game. Then I was like, I know all these movies though. What about these movies?
There's a list of movies I know.
Yes, that have nothing to do with the next game we will be playing.
Yeah, well, there's lots of added information in people's answers on my show, because a lot of it's so hard that when somebody does know what the hell I'm talking about, they like to try to show off, or like it's almost like trying to get like bonus points or something. So they'll throw in lots of extra information. But why were we talking about? Oh, because you said, okay, got it. All right.
Sorry. That was my bad. I derailed you.
No, I had moved on in my head. And so now I was just like, what were we even talking about? But we weren't quite yet talking about anything. You had granted permission, consent to ask you some warm-up questions. And we're going to start with one that is occasionally a bit personal, but usually people are pretty open about it. What is your tattoo situation?
Zero tattoos. Love them. Appreciate them. I think they're gorgeous. but my commitment issues are through the roof, baby. I've seen too many people live in regret.
Oh, my God. Yes. That is such a great way to look at it. But, you know, you can't regret it if you, well, I take it back already. I was going to say you can't regret it if you just put like a image of like a character you like or something, but it's just so easy how your mind, you know, how your attitude about something can change. You know, something could happen to sour your opinion of whatever it is you chose.
Yeah, as a comedian, like, imagine if I got a Louis tattoo. What egg on my face? You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, crazy tattoo to get in the first place.
This is the back piece of my favorite football player, O.J. Simpson. Yeah.
Another weird tattoo to have is a Percy at all, except for maybe a professional athlete. back when he did commercials where he ran through the airport and jumped over suitcases for Hertz.
I think he
was a spokesman for Hertz.
I did find a tattoo artist that I would get a tattoo from. And that's the other thing too, is like, I like the art so much that I follow a few of them. I stalk a few of them on the internet for their work. And there is a tattoo artist that is in South Korea that like travels the world tattooing people. And like, so that's the other thing too, is if I'm going to get something, I also want to get it. I want to get it done well. I'm not, this is something for me that I like to riff and improvise on stage, but I would never do that with something permanent. Like, I feel like there's boundaries, and that is a boundary for me. And her name is Nonlee, Nonlee. And if people are interested, it's Non_Lee_I Inc. But that's the work. The coloring is amazing, and like even after a couple of years, it looks really beautiful. So if and when I finally get the stones to do it, it would be something by her. She's rad.
I just love that you plugged something that you'll probably never participate in.
Exactly. I love it that much, awesome. Though. Like, I love it. That's what I'm saying. That's what's so weird about me, is I love the work and I love it and I love that it exists. I've never been anti-tattoo my whole life. It's just always been, I don't know. I don't know what I'm, you know. But now I know.
Let me tell you, I got some movies I want to tell you about that I love, but I intend to never see. But I also liked how you had such a complex social media handle, like ready to go, Non_Lee_.
Well, I don't know how else you would find, you know, because we know sometimes.
Was that it? People... Did I get it right?
Yeah, Non_Lee_Inc.
Okay. Well, okay.
INK, not incorporated, but ink as in tattoo.
Right.
Yes. I should have spelled the whole thing. Right. But it's very like, it. It's very it. Lisa Frank meets like realistic, but the flowers, it would be a bouquet of flowers, like all shoulder half sleeve. I just love it. So good. But well, I don't know if you've ever listened to a podcast and then somebody mentions something and then it's impossible for you to find. So I was just like, I'll just make sure that you have the data.
Well, that was very nice of you. That's very, I'm always just bringing up stuff and going, good luck finding it, or even verifying if it exists. But Doug, what would you say is the most like famous or influential or known artist in all of your tattoos? Has any of your tattoos been inspired by actual art?
Inspired by actual art?
Or, you know, replicate actual art, or in any way seem like art?
No, not at all. Alien versus Predator, I got that as a joke. I got something from
okay,
that movie.
So that's pretty, that's pretty artful.
That's art.
Was that... So it was an image from the movie.
It's like the mark of if you kill an alien, if you're one of the predators.
I think.
We were pretty drunk and we.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we were like, I don't know. I can't even finish that story. Don't remember much.
Best way to make permanent decisions. See, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that for you.
You should just actually get. Doesn't it end up looking like you were branded?
Kind of, yeah, a little bit.
Well, why did you just do that? Why did you just take a hot Take a hot iron, shape it like the thing you wanted, and then go ahead and just burn it right in. Ugh. Nasty.
Mom's spaghetti tattoo, you know. Oh, Eminem. Nice. He's an artist. Right?
So. You just have a piece of spaghetti on your chest.
It's a fork. It's got a meatball on the end with like a noodle that wraps around that says Mom's Spaghetti, like it's a little banner. It's so dumb.
Wow. I thought you were kidding at first, but you're serious.
No, it's
no, he needs it. He needs it.
I don't even really feel any way about Eminem. I just love that Mom's Spaghetti lyric.
Do you think there's a cover band somewhere that does Eminem called Mom Spaghetti?
I hope so.
Oh, for sure.
Here, their Instagram handle is no, I'm kidding. Like I just have it on deck.
What's his mom's restaurant called? My Spaghetti.
Eminem has a spaghetti restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti.
Oh, okay. You told me this before, I think, when we talked about this tattoo. I'm sorry to have a redundant conversation while we have Carmen here.
Wait, that was also not a joke? Oh, my goodness. No, I thought he was kidding as well.
Everything Doug says is serious.
Clearly. Everything I say or do.
Yeah, he means it. He does.
He also
everything.
Has "Why So Serious" tattooed on his lower back as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have a Joker, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wow, I'm learning so much about you.
What'd you say your name of your doggy was?
Jax, J-A-X.
It was Jax pre-named, or did you name Jax?
Jax was pre-named. Jax is my boyfriend's. My boyfriend owned him before, but now the dog kind of likes me a little bit
more. Oh, so you got custody?
No. I mean, we're still together. There was no divorce or anything, but. But yeah, so now, which is strange because I've been very much a lone comedian and only dating other comedians for a long time. So very easy to maintain. This is it's been a while since I've had to take care of another living thing to this extent. Ooh. But he's rad. He's very sassy. He's got he's set in his ways, you know. It's hard for me because I haven't known him for as long as he's been alive. So I'm always like puppy, and he's like, I'm a grown ass man, bitch. I'm 48, you know, and I keep forgetting that.
Do you think that Jax suits this dog?
I do. Jax?
I mean, obviously, you're very comfortable with it, and it's you know, makes perfect sense to you at this point, this far in, you know. And even when you're first given a dog, do you feel, was there any? I mean, it wouldn't necessarily have a sense of relief, but is it easier to get a dog that already just has a name and you just roll with it rather than having to, since you don't want to do a, you're not, you don't want to commit to a tattoo? Have you committed to a pet name at any point in your life?
I did. I had my first puppy when I was a kid. I named her Katie, and I was cool with it, but I was also a kid. Because I go back and forth, you know, sometimes when people like my an ex of mine had a Frenchie that was named Doug, and I always thought that was a bizarre name for a Frenchie. But it was adorable.
Most dogs named Doug, it just feels like it's a, you know, a little bit of a joke.
Yes.
You know, but a good joke. It's a good joke.
Yeah, of course. You know, like it gives them very human like features and makes them seem even more human. But I think a lot of times people are looking for that. But I personally, because to them, names don't really matter at the end of the day. So I would probably choose something more ridiculous. You know, like a professor or some sort of doctor, you know, like have a full British name.
You could still give Jax like a PhD or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Jaximilian Wigglebottom of the...
Yeah, exactly.
Of the Liverpool Wigglebottoms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as long as it has that one noise in there, that Jax, you know, that whatever the noise is that Jax responds to, because that's what you make all the time whenever you want Jax to come into the room or whatever. Because that's the other thing about you, kind of do have to a lot of times stick with the name the dog came with. Oh, is Jax upset by this conversation?
Yeah, he doesn't like that we're talking about him and we're not asking him what his opinion is.
Yeah, we're really leaving him out. I feel terrible.
He's like, don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Yeah, he really, it's so hilarious how he's acting up now that we're talking about him. So don't say, just spell it out. Just say J-A-X if you have to say it again. of course, Jax could be short for another artist could be named after Jackson Pollock.
Oh yeah, like if I had if I had a cat,
yeah,
that, you know, one of those calico cats. That Jackson speckled, is a great yeah. name. It's a
speckled
great name.
Good, yeah, I like it. All
but
right,
see, I'm also an art nerd. We were talking about art earlier. I'm also an art nerd, so I would definitely have like either some sort of reference or something like that to an artist that I liked or something like that. Seems way more up my alley than Steven or, you know, Richard or, you know, those very human names. Like, why not have fun? If it doesn't matter, why not have fun?
Yeah, like how about like Peekaboo Casso?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah.
It's cute, but also has a nod to an artist.
Absolutely. Salvador Dali Parton. I love it.
I love that. Because then you just, you'd end up just calling the dog Dolly, probably.
For sure.
Okay, so I'm liking where this is going. You're not, you know, you don't have the tattoos. You're not, you know, you're not constantly naming animals. What about inanimate objects? Like, have you ever been one of these types of people that has a name for their car or their home or your vacation home?
Oh, I love that presumption that I have a vacation. Right? First of all,
I've never asked a human being that question before in my life. I was just thinking about, you know, rich people will name a home that they visit. Because in that way, it's, you know, shorthand, like it's real easy to talk about. Like, you know, oh, well, be sure when we go to Tara to bring, you know, extra paper towels or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I have studio apartments spread across this great nation.
Storage facilities that crash in.
They're all named Public for public storage. But I did have a couple. There was a couple of cars that had names. One of them, it was given a name. It was because it was an old Saturn, bright yellow Saturn SC2. It was like a 3-door that I was kind of like when I was working the road, like I used to work the road for like 6 years straight and I didn't really live anywhere. I just kind of lived out of it. And they used to call it the Colonel. Like everywhere I would go, they would go, oh, shit, the Colonel's here, because it looked like a kernel of corn. So it seemed like there was some sort of army prowess, some sort of military prowess, but it just that it looked like a kernel of corn.
It didn't look like candy corn?
No, because it didn't have the white or the orange. It was just that bright yellow.
It was just the yellow.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes the Colonel.
Because I was always couch surfing all the time, so became a big jerk. The Colonel's coming into town.
Did you have to salute when you saw the Colonel?
People jokingly would salute the car, though.
I love it. All right, so this sounds like a pattern in your life, and you've named another car as well?
The one after that I named, which was was the first time I'd ever bought a car that wasn't like a beater car. Like it wasn't just, I knew a guy at an auction and here's $4,000. Please find me something that will drive for the next year and a half. The first car like I ever put money down and bought as like an adult was like a silver Mazda 3. And that one was my silver fox because it was fast and it was rad and it was mine and it was all mine and I bought it with all my comedy money. And so that one was my silver fox. But since then, I haven't really named anything else.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I keep thinking of it and then I disregard it because I have a, you know, in retrospect, I had an embarrassing name for a car
that I drove, because you know, I had to drive the family station wagon for a while, mm-hmm. and so of course I had to call it the you know, the party wagon.
Oh yeah.
I cleaned it up for radio. No, I didn't have a pussy wagon, but I did have AMC Hornet was the brand, you know, the style of the, whatever, the make of the car and the model, mm-hmm. and so it, you know, so it was right there, the you know, with the word Hornet, so it was just easy to just say this is my, you know, whore, you know, pause net.
Yeah. And, yeah. This is how I catch them all, baby. Yeah. Look at all that room.
Until I heard Silver Fox, I hadn't gotten encouraged enough yet to share the terrible name I had for my car. But, you know, it's mostly like a nerdy, you know, young dude telling his dude friends, you know, I get in my Hornet that we just all drive around in, like a bunch of scrubs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm liking this, you know, that you do name some things, but you know, the tattoo is just too much. It's too much permanence. And
until I found that artist, though, I will say that, because now,
yeah,
it's a matter of how do I get this done, because she travels the world and does it. So now I'm ready to commit. And of course, naturally, she's not available. Isn't that how it works, gentlemen? Isn't that always how it goes?
I think that's why. Yeah, that's why you're willing to commit, is because you know you can't really.
Now I think we're learning a little too much about me. This is uncomfortable.
It's just like when people answer questions, hypothetical questions, like, you know, if you could fly or do this or that, and it's just like, well, I can't do those things, so like, what? Sure, yes, I will. You know, like, you just end up going, yeah, okay, fine, you know, I'll take the invisible, I'll take the can see through walls instead of the flying. since apparently if I do ever get magical superpowers, I'll get to pick.
Yeah.
I get to choose which one I want.
In yeah. every single superhero film, is you just get to pick which one. You're not bestowed
it. In every hypothetical situation in life, you're presented with wildly opposite choices. Mm-hmm. In real life, you don't ever have to choose between, like, oh, am I going to go with this envelope or a dragon? So,
envelope.
What about, so you've done some, you've recorded some albums, made some specials, that kind of stand-up comedy stuff.
Yes.
So what do you think about, I'm always like I have a special that I did that I wish I could, you know, change the name for it, of it, you know, or just get rid of it all entirely. But what about you? Do you have any, like, things that you've named, like, do you have any that you're particularly proud of, or ones that you, you know, have regrets about?
The things I've done, I didn't really get to name myself. Like I did a little special for HBO, and it wasn't like a long one. It was like their version of it was like a Latin specific, almost like a premium blend or something like that. It was called Entrenos. So it was like, it was a short 15-minute special, but they were doing two people at a time.
Right.
And they did want a really corny name for ours, and I did say absolutely not. So I do care about a name, but not as much. Like, they just put our names up because I hated the one that I don't even remember what it was. It was like something stupid. Like, he said, like me and the other comedian, it's not like we did comedy together. There was just two back-to-back specials, but they right. wanted to have it like he said, she said, or something stupid like that. Ugh. I'm like, this makes it seem like I'm performing like an old George Burns Gracie skit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, this isn't a duo. Like, it's just two people who happen to be on the same thing. And they were like, ah, what do you think of it? And I was like, no, absolutely not. This is too corny. I mean, no. No.
He's going to do 7 minutes, and then you're going to do 7-minute rebuttal.
Exactly.
You need to do what she said to what he said. what does she have to say about what he has to say? Okay, so
And then the other thing was,
what else have you done?
I did a set for Comedy Central, and they just kind of put a name on it. I didn't know that there was it was like, you know, like a presents. So there wasn't really like a special name or anything like that. I have a list of names that I would be okay with. It depends on how long it would be. It would be based on the material I would be doing for it, which is what would be the name. But the one I'm trying to put together now, I wanted it to do a, I don't know if I should talk about this, but what, it doesn't matter. No, it's fine. It's fine. I want to do a special that's like an LP. So there's like the early show, late show. So, and it's at a venue that has two separate, different kinds of rooms. I would do a half hour in one room and then a half hour on the other room. And the half hour in the second room on the B sides would be all the weird shit that I would only do. Cause I kind of am a two-parter as far as a comedian goes, club comic / alt comic. So like I do things for both of those places where both of those things work. And so they're like, for, I would like to be able to incorporate that and show everybody that it's like, it's not really just like, I have the standalone straight shit that I do. And then I also have like weird, very different things that really wouldn't have a place in the arc of the initial thing that I would do. So, I'm certain you've been there. There's this spot called Permanent Records in Los Angeles that has like a very fun place inside where there's records on the stage. And there's like, they do all kinds of like, when I was there, it was like a thrash show. And then they have an outdoor venue in the back that's like a fun, weird feeling as well. So I would like a place like that where you could have two completely different feelings in the same venue is I would like to be able to convey like I'm two different comedians in one person.
Wow. I love that. That's great.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. And that spot's perfect for it. I do the, you know, Popular Kids Club and Hot Tub with Kurt and Kristen are both, regular shows that are out there in the backyard. And, unless it's raining, I'm all in, because even when it's cold, I think it's hilarious to just be bundled up outside telling jokes.
Why not? And it's people better than it being hot.
And stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
People are more inclined to laugh if they're cold than if they're hot, for sure.
But at nighttime though, once the sun goes down, it's usually not that, it's usually pretty comfortable there, so it's a pretty great venue year round. And rain can really screw it up. And LA rain's so messed up because, they'll scream about rain for days in the forecast and then it won't happen, or vice versa. They'll just be like, oh, it's going to rain, 10 minutes before it happens.
And then it's a torrential downpour. Like, it's so big. It's like, how did you miss this on the radar?
Yeah. No, it's it really gets a sneak attack by those clouds. But we got to take a break. I've gone way too long without one. I have to take in my life, just in general, I have to take a break every
hour. I'm proud of you for knowing that you need that.
Whatever I'm doing, I just say, listen, we have to take a break. And I just sit there and stare off into space for 3.5 minutes. But we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and that was a really refreshing 3.5 minutes for me.
I don't know how it was. I feel like a new person.
Okay, good, because we're going to talk about the person that you are,
uh-oh,
brand new or otherwise, based on your name. We're going to go through one part at a time. You passed all of the, you have a perfect score so far after the warm-up questions. And nice. The first name in your name, of course, is Carmen. So my question to you is, growing up, Carmen, just tell us how you feel about that.
I liked my name. Actually, when I was little, they unfortunately told me what my name could have been. And for the longest time, I wanted it to be that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is so rude. Is so rude to do to a child. Is to be like, we were going to name you something else.
Yeah. This thing you cannot have, here it is. Like, why bring it up? Why point out that it's there? Or wait till, you know, how old did they let you know this information?
I think I was like 10, so I was already lived in it. And Carmen to me seemed like such an adult name that when I was a kid, I was like, ugh.
It does not seem like a little kid's name. And even as such, being named Carmen, when you were little, did people figure out a way to make it cutesy, like Carmi or...
No, that actually happened way more as an adult. When I got into stand-up, then it was like Chicken Carm, Carmy, Caramel Corn. All those things happened once I started doing stand-up. The only thing I got when I was a kid is We're in the World's Carmen San Diego. That's really the only thing I got.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And Carmen San Diego, that was an adult character in a children's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So you were getting kind of like accosted with, you know, it's not like being named Dora and like, well, she's a child also, so then it's like makes sense, but like being called Carmen San Diego makes no sense other than
she's an adult spy, which is cool, but at the same time it just, like, over time it just became hacky. Like, now if somebody says it, I really want to punch him in the face, because it's like, you don't think I've ever heard that ever? How old are we?
I'm so proud of myself, or sad for myself, I don't know which, that I, in writing down notes for the name Carmen, did not even think of Carmen San Diego.
I'm actually proud of you. I'm very proud of you, Doug.
And to make it matters worse, I'm from San Diego. So it's really weird that I overlooked that one, but I think it's probably a good thing. I went straight to like Carmen the opera. Like, did that also ever enter into it? Did you always feel like it's weird to be named after like a classic opera?
Not really, because I was a weird kid that liked opera. My sister was an opera, like, she was training to be an opera singer, so like I listened to way more opera probably than a child should. And then the first time I ever went to Spain, I went to where Carmen was like created and performed for the first time and all that, and it was rad. I mean, Carmen's cool. That's what I'm saying. Like, by the time I was in my 20s, I was like, Carmen's actually pretty far. It was pretty rad. And also when I found out that it was like I was named after my godmother, who I like vaguely remember, but she'd passed away when I was real young, so I always remember having like cool memories of her, and to the fact that we shared a name, I always thought that was cool. But I found out later on that I was named after her, which I didn't realize. But what the argument was is they were either going to name me Julia or Carmen. And both of them are cool names, but it was just one, it was a very painfully obvious, like, this is the Italian option or this is the Latin option, which one? And I guess Latin just won the argument.
Wow, that is really interesting.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
That sounds like, sarcasm. That's hilarious. you just don't know anymore. Like, that's part of the thing about you know, names and these stories, is that we don't have a lot of names that repeat on this show, other than maybe extremely common ones. But Carmen has not only been a guest on the show before, but it's a comedian named Carmen Lynch.
Oh, I love Carmen Lynch.
Yeah, she's so great. Yeah, mm-hmm. She had nothing but nice things to say about you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But no, she did say.
Oh, Doug, don't. Not now. she probably told us like where Carmen came from, and it may or may not have been the same story, but I don't remember. Do you, Doug?
No.
Yeah. It's so wild. It's kind of like when people tell you about their dreams or something, you know, like it can,
oh, yeah.
You know, it can be interesting, but it's like, is that information that you like retain? Like most of our guests, if you quizzed us about like, you know, why they had a certain name or like what their middle name was, a lot of them might be like, oh, damn. I can't even think of like, what was that? Remember how Natalie Cuomo has a weird middle name?
Oh God, no!
Right, remember that. Remember, it's like Flupo or Feldspar or something. It's insane.
I think Sporn? It was Flupo.
Is it Sporn? I think no, it's Sporn.
Thinking with Flupo.
No, I think it's Sporn. But whatever it is.
Oh like, yeah, even something okay. It's
that crazy
back.
Is hard to remember, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing about something weird is it's usually like very easy to remember because it's so out. Left field or you it's there's no way I'm gonna recall that. I have a yeah. weird middle name, but I don't tell people my middle name, so
do you really? Is Whoa. It like this like a complete secret, or would you tell us?
I
we
have
got
not...
plenty of other stuff to talk about, and
yeah, then maybe let's do that. I guess I shouldn't have done a cliffhanger like that, but yeah, I don't really
no,
tell,
it excites but... me really to have a guest because
I think there's only been one other guest that didn't
yeah
tell us,
because every time I go to ask I do feel like it's weirdly a personal question, like the only people that the gatekeepers of middle names are just the people who check IDs. They get to see what your middle name is, and everybody else you can keep it, you know, you never have to confess to people what your middle name is. Mm-hmm. And I respect the idea of either not sharing it. I respect people that don't give their kid a middle name, because unless you have some real specific, or even if you do, it's just not, they're not used in modern society at all, really, unless like you could try to get into SAG and you need to use three names because your regular quote unquote regular name, your actual name is taken already. But okay, so I love this. So I'm crossing out middle name discussion. It's not going to happen.
But we know that it's Flupo.
Yeah, no. It's Flupo. It's weird, and you won't remember it anyways.
we didn't come here to give you a terrible middle name. But I still have plenty to talk about with the name Carmen, though, because. Do you watch that TV show, The Bear?
I have not watched that.
Okay, well, the main character, because there's no, first of all, spoiler, and also, I don't mean to deflate your interest in this program, but there is no actual bear on the show.
Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't watch it anyway, so you're not ruining anything.
Yeah, okay, well, it's about a guy who's a chef, and he works at a restaurant that's like called The Bear.
Oh, wait, was that the spinoff from the Modern Family guy?
No.
It's that guy, though, right? The guy from Modern Family? Or not Modern Family. Oh.
No. What's the other guy from Shameless.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
We'll be back with more with my mom after this. It's like every conversation was like, I had to guess who it was based on clues like that. But, no, it's that guy Jeremy Allen White is the bear. He's in The Bear, but he doesn't necessarily play the bear. But his name, he's got an Italian name or what? His name's like Carmelo, I think. Mm-hmm. And but everybody calls him Carm, mm-hmm. and Carmy, and I don't know why, but it's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Yeah.
It's just a weird sounding. I mean, I know it's weird to call a dude Carmelo or whatever his name is, but it's still, it always bugs me, especially when it's a character that, you know, the person who came up with the character gets to name him anything they want. And then they come up with that, you know, it's just strange.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind if people call me Carm. That's probably the, but all the other Carm, all that other stuff, like, Yeah, it's just like, it's just two syllables. It's not really that long. Like if you had a, you know, if Jacqueline, I get a Jackie. I understand that. If you have a long name and you want to get it down to two syllables, that's fine. But you don't, it doesn't really need to be any.
Can I go a few extra syllables just because I think it's worth the effort? Can I call you Carmy of Darkness?
Yes, I don't mind that. That's cool. Carmelotopus. Oh, nice. I've gotten Carmelotopus before. Or,
what about that? did you say Pepperidge Carm?
No, I just got chicken okay. Carm. My buddy Sean
Pepperidge
used to say
Carm remembers. I remembered. Remember Pepperidge Carm. Okay, so then we talked about the opera that I even wrote down. I wrote it down Bizet's Carmen because that's for some reason that's how I always think of it in my head. I guess when I was young, I must have seen it written that way or something. Mm-hmm. Good old George Bizet. And then, so what, any other outlier nicknames since people, you know, Carmen is maybe a little confusing. Especially when you were like a kid, did kids call you anything? Did they jump to your last name? Did they have fun in some way with Morales?
No. The funniest thing was, and it was when I started doing stand-up, there was a male Carmen. And my friend Tom always used to go, well, they got completely different last names. His is Italian. And he's like, yours is Morales because you don't want less Alice. You want Morales. And I was like, that is so ridiculously dumb. But I loved it and I remembered it for a very long time. But no, not really. I didn't have like name. There wasn't a lot of name jokes. I think it's because I was going to school, you know. Florida's what at the time was like maybe 23rd in education. These weren't smart kids, so there was not a lot of creativity in as far as making fun of someone. It was just like, you're dumb, stuff like that.
I just thought when ordering at a restaurant, I'm gonna say I want more lasses, not less lasses. okay, so we're getting down to it. I we saved so much time with that middle name nonsense. So
I do love a middle name. I feel like this is a tattoo thing all over. I love a middle name. You know, even the actor you were just talking about, that's a three namer, but right? You know. And my middle name is exotic and cool. It's just because of where it's from, I just usually don't share it with people.
That's fair. I love it. I, you know, I think that's it's a cool thing to have. I mean, you know, if I'm ever in a situation where I could snatch your ID out of your hand and look at it, I might.
I'm so curious.
I'll tell you once we're off the air. How about that?
Okay. Yes! No, you don't. No pressure at all. But because once I know it, I'll probably, you know, shout it from the rooftops.
And, yeah. We'll...
Sounds like you don't need that in your life. So
just put it on the Patreon. That's all I'm asking. Just make sure it's on behind a paywall.
Oh yeah. People are gonna have to pay for this important info.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So. Morales is do you feel like, how common do you feel Morales is?
It depends on the country. It's a pretty common name in Spain and in like the Caribbean and stuff like that. But here and now, I mean, now it's way more popular in Florida. Like now it's way more popular in general. Just because we have more Latin people here, period. But when I was growing up, there was not a lot of there was only one other Carmen my whole childhood, and there was only maybe a handful of Moraleses my whole childhood,
and no other Carmen Moraleses.
Zero Carmen Moraleses. Yeah, I still have yet to meet another Carmen Morales.
That's a killer combo. Yeah, I don't think it probably doesn't exist. If it does, it's not a lot, probably in another country or something. But the Morales is a popular last name, in entertainment, so much so that there are two Natalie Moraleses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you ever have to hear about them?
I don't. Actually,
that's good.
Because they're not stand-ups. So in right. the
and they just get confused with each other.
Yeah.
You know,
they should have got a middle name.
They leave you out of it. You're over there. Hey, I'm Carmen. They're like, we're both Natalie.
There is a famous Carmen Morales, which is how my Instagram handle. There is a famous Carmen Morales. She's an Argentinian actress. And there was two famous Carmen Moraleses. There was one who was, she's like born like 1939, like old timey musician. And then there's also the Carmen Morales, which I for a little while had to fight for my name for. But she's kind of retired and doesn't really do it anymore. So now it's kind of fine. But she, Argentinian actress. And this is actually pretty funny is I even sell a sticker that's me as a zombie that says the best living dead comedian because my handle is the funny Carmen is because she was the other Carmen Morales. She was the Carmen Morales that was already famous. So then I was like, well, I'm the funny one. She's over there playing pretend, you know, doing soap opera bullshit. I'm the funny one. That's the difference. And then one time I got into a conversation. It was naturally a conversation with somebody in Los Angeles, and I'd never Googled myself, which I thought wasn't a big deal. But they naturally a narcissist was very upset with me that I'd never done that. And so then they Googled me in front of me, and it said that I was dead. It said that I had died in 2021 and obviously it wasn't me, but it was all the images of me.
I'm so glad it wasn't you because this interview.
Yeah, I was nervous for a second.
Yeah. this episode's about to get real popular, y'all.
We talked to ghost guest Carmen Morales.
So now I sell the sticker with me as a zombie because I'm the only living dead comedian that exists. So that's why I'm the best one. But it said Carmen Morales, born October 10th, 1939, was an Argentinian comic actress of film, stage, and television, and then died in August of 2021 at the age of 81.
What?
Wow. All right.
You look great.
Thank you. Right?
For 81? 81.
Oh. Really holding it together.
Thank you.
It's impressive.
I'm
so. Do you like that that your name has the word morale in it? You ever
more,
thought about that? Does it
more or less.
Does it raise your morale to be named a Morales?
I feel like I am good for morale. I have been told that throughout my whole life. So I feel like that might have been an attributing factor is it's in there.
Nominative determinism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I feel like every time I say that expression, I feel like I'm drunk.
it's like Worcestershire sauce.
Exactly.
Determinism.
So I do anagrams of our guests' names, and by the way, you passed. You got all the questions right, and
oh my God, finally,
yeah, and and most of our students answer all of the questions, even students, guests. Okay,
I'm learning.
Yeah, I'm giving you a plus. But I do anagrams of all the guests' names just for the fun of it. And, yours was a tricky one, but then I ended up coming up with three that are, they're all okay. I didn't love any of them, mm-hmm. 'cause you have to use every letter in your name to create other words and put them together. So here's the ones I got. I got, because I did find the word morale in there, of course. Mm-hmm. So I went men's car morale, whatever that would be. Mm-hmm. And then slam more crane. I don't know what that is. Like if you're like drinking a shot called crane or something, you slam more crane.
Yeah.
And then this one makes the most sense while still not making much sense. And that is slammer near OC. So I'm thinking like the nearest prison to Orange County.
Yeah, there you go.
Florida or California, Orange County, by the way. I don't have a preference. Carmen Morales, what would you like to plug before we go? What would you like to promote? Where can people see and or hear you?
CarmenMorales.com for all of your Carmen Morales needs. At the Funny Carmen on all the assorted social media. If you guys don't mind, please watch my little set that I got on Comedy Central. If you don't want to watch it on the TV, it's on their YouTube as well. And also, I have a very fun podcast. If you like podcasts, which you do because you're listening to one, called Gravy Baby. It's me and my buddy Drew Morgan and our buddy DJ Lewis and it's pretty rad. It's kind of like the opposite of toxic positivity. It's more like toxic people trying to be positive as opposed to people being obnoxiously positive. So it's like it's rad. It's fun. We cover a pretty big range as far as talking about society, and then we also, you know, shoot off a potato gun. So it's a lot of a wide range of action if that's something you're into. And if you guys like films, I was in two films recently that I would love for you to watch. One of which is called Andy Somebody, and the other one is called Nochebuena, which is an adorable holiday film that's about a Puerto Rican family. And that is they're both available on Prime. Nochebuena literally just came out yesterday. And Andy Somebody is available to stream for free on Prime and Tubi and Apple Plus, one of the other ones. I don't remember which. But if you search it, you could definitely find it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just type in Andy Somebody.
You'll get it. Yeah.
That already sounds like a vague search attempt.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Andy somebody or something. Maybe Andy Somebody movie might be helpful.
Okay. Doug Ballard, what do you got to plug?
Do me a favor, watch the film The Disappearance of Toby Blackwood. It's streaming on Prime and Peacock right now, or you can rent or buy it anywhere. I helped write it, and I play a crazy person, and it's pretty fun. And other than that, happy holidays.
You know, I say let people discover how crazy he is on their own. You don't have to tell
That's
people.
True.
Some might not find him that crazy.
Some people might be offended. If I say that he's crazy, and they're like, yeah.
Yeah. No, you want all people makes sense to think. To me. The people who are like him, you want them to think that you're doing a loving portrayal of that type of person.
Yeah.
Either that, or if they're upset, they're just crazier than you are.
Yeah. Portraying. It's a crazy movie to get upset about, that's for sure. I'm going to be doing, speaking of Orange County, I'm going to be at the Irvine Improv on Wednesday night. December, it's in the holiday taint, December 27th. And then I'm going to be at Sacramento Punchline doing Doug Loves Movies at 4:20 on Saturday, December 30th. And then on the 31st, two New Year's Eve shows, Doug Benson and Friends at the Punchline in Sacramento at How About Arden Mall. And then in January, I'm going to be at the SF Sketch Fest. Tickets for that are at sfsketchfest.com. All of my dates and deets are at douglovesmovies.com. Thank you again to Carmen Morales for taking the time out of what's probably, it's a busy time of year for everybody, whether you want it to be or not. And have we, Doug, so every episode ends with the title of the episode is also going to be a pun that, or, some sort of twist of phrase that involves the name Doug. And so I want to ask Doug Mellard if we've done this one before. Have we ever done around the holidays, Feliz Navi Doug?
I don't believe so.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah, let's go with that then. thanks, Carmen.
Thank you so much for having me. I had fun. I actually never really thought about my name this much in my life, so this is rad. Thank you.
Yeah, we force people to get really introspective, but not in a way that makes you cry or anything.
I just can't wait for this to be over so I can hear your middle name.
I don't want to know it. I don't want it. It's too private.
too much of a secret for me to keep. I'll be screaming it out my window.
I just gotta get it out of here.
Yeah, I'm as mad as hell that I know this name. Okay, we'll see you. You'll hear us again in the new year. On the first three Fridays of the month is when new episodes come out. And as always, Feliz Navidad!